This is KUT. A new study suggests that between 100 and 240,000 women in Texas ages 18 to 49 have tried to end a pregnancy without professional medical help. The study also finds more Latinas are trying self-induced abortions than non-Latinas. As KUT's Veronica Zarakovia reports, the study's authors claim self-induced abortions are more common among women in Texas than any other state.
Dr. Daniel Grossman says self-induced abortions should be rare since the procedure's been legal in the U.S. since 1973. But he says that's not the case. Grossman is a researcher for the Texas Policy Evaluation Project of the University of Texas at Austin. He cites two reasons.
The first is the proliferation of laws restricting access to clinic-based abortion.
Laws like HB2, which adds restrictions on abortion clinics and their physicians. The second reason is easier access to medication that can terminate a pregnancy, like misoprostol, which is sold in Mexico often without a prescription. Women who took the survey said they would have preferred to visit a clinic.
But they felt their only option was to do this on their own. They didn't feel well supported in the whole process. They felt it was very hard to get information about how to use the medications. They talked about how kind of frustrating and scary it was that they didn't know what to expect.
But he says women are trying to abort the fetus on their own because they're facing barriers accessing clinics. Since HB2 became law in 2013, more than half of the state's clinics have closed. These findings come days after the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to review a case against that law in early 2016. Veronica Zarakovia, KUT News.